Let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are relaxed and on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. It reaches the top. And the line is coming down through the center of your head and neck. And the spine reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So please focus on this long straight line penetrating you. And through this line, from above your head, beautiful light is coming down. So this line, like wire, is now slowly, steadily, gradually, shining. First shining light is coming down to the head, and light is down to the throat and neck, and all the spine, and coming down into the ground. And this light is down and down and down, more and more and more. So this line of light is probably a little bit thicker, like pipe. Can you see the pipe of light penetrating you? Please focus on this pipe. And if you can, please observe all other area of your body is relaxed and even melted into the air. You are just a shining pipe, nothing else. You are nothing else. The light is here, penetrating your space. God's love is here, and shining, and extending. This is you. You are nothing else. Only when this light, this love, won't let you do something, the light brings back, for example, your arms from the air and let them do something. And when love decides to use your legs, it uses them. So don't worry about your body. Body is gone. You are just the shining light of the pipe, pipe of light. And this light is expanding, extending. And gradually the pipe itself is thicker and thicker. And the light is brighter and brighter. This is you. You are here because Holy Spirit knows that this is the one and only best place you should be at. So Holy Spirit brought this pipe here. It's you. You are pipe of the light. In this light, all of your wisdom, intelligence, intellect, skill, experience, background, your sensitivity, everything is in this light. Can this light think? Of course. Today, let's experience how to think with your love. How to think as the light instead of thinking with ego. Thinking with a thought of defense or attack or revenge or grievances. Instead, let's try to think with love. Try to think with the light. So meaning, listen to the thought of the light. Listen to the thought of love. Listen to the intention of the light. Listen to the passion and compassion of the light. So meaning your true thought, true feeling, true passion, true purpose. Let's listen. So first, we really see clearly see this light. So pipe of light is penetrating you. This is you. And two more minutes, stay with this pole, pipe. And while you are observing it, the pipe is thicker and thicker, and the light is more and more extending. So then, probably, the body area, beyond the body area, half foot away, 1 foot away, 2 feet away, more and more kind of expanded. So you can observe this expansion of the light. Don't remember your body. If your body parts comes back in your consciousness, see the light in that part. If you feel something strange in your throat area, you can see the light. Until the throat is finally disappeared in the light of ocean, ocean of light, I'm sorry. And now I'd like to you to ask yourself, what do I think? Or ask your light, what do you think? It's difficult if you ask like that, because all kind of thought need object, need somebody else. So you can pick up something you want to know what your spirit thinks about. For example, your ego is so angry at one person. So if so, invite that person in your mind field and ask the light, what do you think? What do you see this person? So you know how your ego thinks about this person, but you have no idea what your spirit thinks about this person. You understand? So, okay, first, let's invite one person. Anyone, can be anyone. And first, you remember how you think about this person, what kind of memory you hold with this person, what kind of grievances you keep about this person. This is your ego thought, and it's not related with true yourself. And it's also not related with this person at all. This point of view is just your ego's nightmare, ego's dream. So now it's time to ask your spirit, your light and love, how to see this person. So ask Holy Spirit first to help you, and say hello to this person's spirit. And now your light and this person's light is connecting each other. So ask your light what she or he sees. Say hello to this person and feel this through him or her, and your light is active. Feel something, think something, appreciate something, gratitude. Observe, and while you are doing so, all other area of you, meaning all the body cells, they are completely relaxed and rejuvenated, restored, refreshed, and ready to be born again. So activate your light. You know, in order to be completely relaxed, you have to activate something else, like your spirit, like your light, love, and all other areas finally be quiet and rested and melted into their love. Okay, now say thank you to this person to come to you and showing you, helping you to be aware of the thought of the light. And now please invite future yourself. You. 3 years later, yourself, 2012, May, that you is coming here in front of you. Say hello to future self. And observe the light in you and light in your future self expanding to each other and joining each other and becoming one. And observe how your light see about your future self. Ask your future self if there is any message for you. If you rush, you can't hear the answer. So don't rush, don't try to judge, don't try to rationalize, don't hurry. So ask future yourself some messages to you. And wait until your light is showing you the answer. Stay in the light. Forget about body. Your body is gone. Don't look for. Only light is here. You hold only what you think with God, with the light, with love. Nothing else. You are limitless love. You are the limitless light. You are nothing else. And now say thank you to future self. Anytime you can see this future self and ask anything. Just now, goodbye now. And keep observing the light, this gentleness, this brightness. Tell yourself once more, I hold only what I think with love. I forgot anything else. And now ask your light from now on. The body is yours. Body is belong to you. You use the body for your thought, for your intention. For the love extension. So and observe your new body is slowly coming back. It's new body. This body is no more your ego's, not the ego's product. This body is for love. This body is for the light. This body is given to your love, your compassion, your happiness, your peace. Your true success. This body is not projected your anger, your past, any grievances anymore. This body is full of love. And so peaceful. You still see the light and the pole pipe of the light, and you can sense the new body belong to love and light. So let's decide. We hold only what we think with love, with light, with God. We don't keep anything else, anymore. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 141. With this new decision and the sight of the light and this peaceful vital sensation, put your head down slowly and come out of the meditation, please. Okay, thank you very much for joining. Thank you.